Here's another feature for NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anushka Perlman. This is a Berlin band, Lord Mouse and the Calypso Cats, rehearsing. The singer, Lord Mouse, is actually Keely Bruneman from Spokane, Washington. He came to Berlin 5 years ago.
Everybody knows reggae, everybody knows ska, everyone knows rocksteady and dub, but no one knows calypso, and calypso is the grandfather of all of these styles.
Calypso originated in Trinidad and Tobago during the 1920s and 30s.
It's a very charming, witty style of music. It's got a lot of that like African culture to it, where you have a lot of bravado, a lot of social issues, a lot of very naughty stuff that they try to squeak through by using lots of slang that they hope that the censors won't understand.
Bruneman says calypso has sadly fallen to the wayside, even in Trinidad. It might have passed him by if it weren't for the fact that he's an avid collector of vinyl records.
When you collect strange, obscure 50-cent records, you find a lot of music that you weren't expecting to discover.
He'd been playing harmonica and singing styles like Western swing, evergreens, blues, and jazz the last 10 years. Once he discovered calypso, though, he was so inspired, he started a band with his Russian friend and colleague, Boris Kontorovsky. They described their take on calypso as urban calypso for the 21st century.
We've got great production values today, which they didn't have in the 20s, especially in a poor island like Trinidad. There's a lot of elements of European music in there, as well as American popular music. But we try to stick with the main calypso themes.
Setting out to revive a genre is no easy task, but there's strength in numbers. The band has 18 members from France, Russia, USA, Poland, Italy, England, and Germany. There's a horn section, a rhythm section, two percussionists, a ukulele, and the Calypso Cats. Six girls who coyly sing and dance, keeping the shows lively.
This horn section out front and the ladies singing and dancing and, like, just, you know, everything around the lead vocals. That's kind of what I really enjoy about playing with them.
That's Mark Wixom from upstate New York speaking. He plays upright bass in the band. This summer, the band will go on tour in France. Touring with an 18-piece band takes two buses, patience, and a love for the music.
Sometimes we get stuck out in the middle of nowhere in these small villages, and, you know, a bunch of hip teenagers will show up with their headphones on and, like, roll their eyes a bit and leave, or a bunch of very old people who come and decide that it's past their bedtime after the second song.
Lord Mouse and the Calypso Cats have a new album coming out this year on June 16th. They'll be playing in Berlin at the Bassy Club April 19th.
I hope they walk away with a spring in their step and a couple of earworms, what you call in German earworms, like a melody that just won't let you go to sleep, you know?
Bruneman says everyone can find something to like about calypso.
The stories never change, really. There's always a bad guy that treats everyone badly, and there's always going to be racism, and there's always going to be sexism, and there's always going to be war and corruption. So 100 years from now, people will probably relate.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Anushka Perlman.
Hi, y'all. There's a song for you.